Welcome to the show, Matthew Brown. He is a board member of the Society for the Preservation of Historic Oakwood in Raleigh and a Candlelight Committee member, actually, the Candlelight Tour Committee member. And that's exactly why I wanted to talk to you, Mr. Brown. Welcome to the show, first of all. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lisa.
Well, tell me all about how the Society for the Preservation of Historic Oakwood came about, and then I want to get into the tours, because as you know, the tours hold a very special place in my heart because of my mom and dad. But how did the Society get started?
Well, you may know that back in the 60s, a lot of cities were tearing down their historic neighborhood, and Raleigh was the same. Oakwood was real rundown. The houses were dilapidated. A lot of them were rooming houses, and the state and city had a plan to demolish most of it and put a highway through it, the North-South Expressway. And the neighbors realized that the only way we could save this neighborhood was by getting other people to appreciate it, by sharing it with the rest of the city so that people would appreciate it. And so we formed the Society in 1972, and the first thing we did was plan a tour.
Really?
The first tour was in 1972.
Well, I think I started taking them in about 76, 77. So I wasn't too far behind your founding. you know, the houses, because they showed two different eras.
Well, they showed the original and then what people had done to them more recently.
Exactly. But there's some actual requirements, aren't there? If somebody wants to buy a house in historic Oakwood, they have to keep with some traditional factors to keep that historic and preserve that historic nature.
Well, the city has the Raleigh Historic Developments Commission that has to approve any change to the exterior of the houses. They just don't let people do things to the houses that would damage their historic character.
You know what's neat too is that Oakwood is in the National Register of Historic Places. That is so impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And the neighborhood goes back to before the 1860s, because it was after the Civil War, I guess, that they started doing development and Victorian architectural styles. And I do have to say to you that, as I said, I think seeing this tour so many times with my mother and father gave me my love of Victorian homes. So,
I'm so glad.
Oh, my gosh. It was... Every year we would go on this wonderful Christmas tour, and I want you to tell me about the Christmas tour. So that started in 1972. Was it the walking tour at that time, or did it include the candlelight tour?
Yeah, they had 10 houses open to the public that very first year, and it was put together in a real, like, just in 6 weeks. And, you know, everybody was sharing their art and furniture with the people on the tour, you know. It was only $2 to go on the tour. But 700 people came, so it was considered a big success at the time. I mean, now we have 4,000 people come.
I was about to say, I think that's probably a low number.
Well, we do, you know, we sell out at least 3 weeks before the tour.
When I was talking to you before the interview, I mentioned that we would always end at the Tucker House and have Russian tea. So we would go in and warm up if it was cold, because sometimes it wasn't that cold when we were walking around. But we would get to talk about all of the holiday decorations that we had seen in the homes and the way they had decorated and used unique ideas for storage and by keeping the home's integrity as well. So, I mean, that's so interesting. Yeah. Tell me about the walking tour versus the candlelight tour. And I know y'all put the tickets on sale on September 15th, and it doesn't take long for them to sell out.
Right. I mean, it's people like you are exactly why we do the tour, you know, to spread the appreciation of the historic architecture and just the history. And people have come for different reasons. Some just want to see the Christmas decorations. Some want to see the insides of the historic houses, and some just enjoy, I mean, there's a lot of people don't even buy tickets. They just walk around the neighborhood
right.
And look at the outside decoration. The Oakwood Garden Club has a contest and gives ribbons in various categories for the outside decorations so that, you know, we're all trying to get a prize as we decorate, work harder and harder to
That's awesome. Decorate
our outsides, too.
That is so incredible. Now, you mentioned that 10 homes were open on the initial tour that was started in 1972. How many homes are on the tour this year?
There's about 10 every year, okay, plus the Tucker House, 10 private homes. There's, it just doesn't, people don't have time to see more than that.
It's, and like they, you mentioned, it creates long lines, doesn't it?
Yeah. We have some people on the committee that try to help with the lines. You know, if we see a long line at a house, they'll go inside and say, try to speed it up a little bit because the line's long. Sometimes the inside posts will talk too long or something, or they just won't flow smoothly. But we have, you know, we have musical groups that try to entertain the people in the line. Most people are in a good mood, you know, because it's the holiday. They're probably with their relatives and chatting, and we don't get as many complaints as you might think.
Oh, I wouldn't think you got any complaints, as beautiful it is, as it is. Are you still serving Russian tea at the Tucker House?
No, now they serve cider. They changed it from tea to cider.
Well, you know, I always enjoyed the Russian tea, but I would enjoy a cup of hot cider as well, just as much. Do you see a lot of families kind of passing down that history? Have you noticed people come back year after year?
Oh, yeah. Some people, you know, like you say, they'll say, oh, I've been to this tour for 30 years, or just like you, I started coming on this tour with my mother. And yeah, some people come back, but we get new people every year too.
Like I said, it's a stunning
tour. So many people are moving here, and they don't know anything about old Raleigh, and so it's like their introduction.
Well, it's a perfect introduction, I think, to Raleigh. And is there anything I didn't ask you, Mr. Brown, that you would like to add or tell our audience?
Well, I'd just like to say that we just love having the people visit. You know, it takes about 500 volunteers to put on the tour, and we enjoy doing it. And we just love meeting the people and love sharing our neighborhood. We work really hard to make it a beautiful place that people enjoy going to. Please come on down. And if we've sold out the tour, just come on down and walk around anytime.
Well, and let me ask you, where can people get tickets for next year when they go on sale?
Well, there will be a website. And if you just Google Oakwood Candlelight Tour, and at some point in September, the tickets will go on sale. So just mark your calendar, something like September 15th or so, to Google Oakwood Candlelight Tour.
And buy your tickets fast before they sell out.
Right.
You know, I think
right.
I need to volunteer as one of your 500 volunteers. That would be spectacular for me. So if people wanted to volunteer,
well,
how do they do
you.
So? Well, how
we'd
do they do so?
You get a free ticket if you volunteer.
Thank you. I get a behind-the-scenes tour.
To the party afterward. We have a party at the end of the tour for all the volunteers.
Well, if people want to volunteer, how do they do so, Mr. Brown? Can they go to the society's page?
Email me.
Email you? What's your email?
ASKMISTERBROWN.
Ask Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brown at yahoo.com.
Perfect. Do the volunteers need to come in more than one weekend, or how does that work?
No, it's the thing that we need the most of is the porch hosts sign up for 2 hours. And we often need interior hosts, and those are 3-hour shifts.
Thank you so much, Mr. Brown. Matthew Brown, that's who we've been speaking to. He is a board member on the Society for the Preservation of Historic Oakwood and a Candlelight Tour Committee member. I really look forward to talking to you again next year about this incredible tour, and I'll get up with you earlier so we can remind people that they need to buy their tickets now.
That's wonderful, Lisa. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a great day.